All pesticides must be proven to meet these stringent requirements by pesticide manufacturers before the EPA will grant their use, and annual recertification is required. In testing, the EPA standards call for a reasonable certainty of no harm. This means that for pesticides known to cause cancer, the MRL must not exceed a risk to pesticide exposure below one cancer per 1 million persons exposed. For non-cancer-causing pesticides, acute or chronic use must be below the reference dose 99.9% of the time. With this in mind, let's see what recent studies of produce show in regards to pesticides. This chart shows data accumulated between 1994 and 1999 of conventional pesticide residues found in fresh fruits and vegetables. There are three organizations represented which are considered credible and independent sources. These are the USDA, the California Department of Pesticide Regulation, and the Consumers Union, all of which have different testing standards. The USD program is by far the most intensive of the three studies. Between 1994 and 1999, pesticide residues were found in 79%, 31%, and 63% of conventional foods, respectively. Conversely, 26%, 7%, and 23% of organic foods were found to contain conventional pesticides. The reasons for this are largely from agricultural leaching from conventional food farmers, with a small amount, less than 1%, stemming from faulty organic claims. It's important to remember that pesticide residues are regulated by the EPA for safety. In a recent study, over 8,000 samples were tested. 9 of the domestic samples and 26 of the international samples residue concentrations in excess of tolerance levels set by the USDA. The findings of pesticide residues at lower frequencies and at lower levels in organic foods suggest that organic foods may be less risky than conventional foods with respect to pesticides. However, it is important to consider the risks, if any, currently posed by pesticide residues in foods before determining the incremental health benefits from consuming organic produce. Now, let's look at nitrate levels and purported risks associated with their use. Nitrates and nitrites are naturally occurring inorganic ions that are part of the nitrogen cycle. Microbial action in soil or water decomposes waste containing organic nitrogen into ammonia, which is then oxidized to nitrite and nitrate. Because nitrite is easily oxidized to nitrate, nitrate is the compound predominantly found in groundwater and surface waters. Contamination with nitrogen-containing fertilizers, for example, potassium nitrate and ammonium nitrate, or animal or human organic waste, can raise the concentration of nitrate in water.